News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in once again for Meg. She should be back in studio on Monday. Joining me for this half hour is Corey Miller. He's from Goodwill, Gulf Coast, and we'll be talking about their jobs program and everything else. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
So I understand this is your first time on the show.
Yes, it is.
All right. Make you nervous at all?
Honestly, no. Everybody teases me at work. I just don't get the jitters when it comes to public speaking. So
that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. All right. So tell me a little bit about Goodwill and Goodwill's mission.
Well, Goodwill's mission, you know, just to put the statement out there, it's simply to empower people through lifelong learning and employment. And really, just to give you a little bit of background, of course, Goodwill is a nonprofit organization, and we've been around for a very long time, since 1902. Started in Boston by a gentleman named Edgar Helms. He was a minister, and basically, he started out with collecting clothing and some household goods from some of the wealthier townspeople that needed repair. And then from that, he went to some of the less fortunate citizens of Boston and recruited them to help mend these goods. And then from there, they were able to resell them back or simply donate them to the more needy within the community. And from there, the Goodwill model was born. So, you know, pretty great story. But I mean, that's really where it all starts right there. It's purely about serving the public, the community.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of people in town are obviously familiar with the thrift stores. That's not what you're here to talk about, though. We have a mission inside of Goodwill called the Goodwill Opportunity Center. So tell me about that.
Yes, sir. So our opportunity centers are a huge part of what we do. You know, obviously, everybody's familiar with our thrift stores, but we have mission services, and the opportunity centers are really our one-stop shop for everything within that. So this is going to include getting folks connected with their local resources in the community, including partners that we have within the community. But we offer so much. It's unreal. I could have an entire probably hour segment just naming off everything we do. But just to give, you know, a few examples, we have computer labs there within the opportunity centers open, available to the public. And then we have dedicated staff working there, such as, you know, we have an admin professional, and then we have career navigators on board, just to help people, you know, kind of identify what their needs are, and help them in planning and to arrive at, you know, ultimately what they're looking to do within the workforce.
Okay. Where can people find these opportunity centers? Are they at each location or just certain locations?
Yeah, so we have at certain locations. Right now, you can find opportunity centers in Mobile, which is actually where our base of operations is here for the Gulf Coast region. We have one in Spanish Fort. We have one in Foley. Of course, one here in Pensacola. It's right on Olive Road. And then we have one now in Fort Walton Beach.
Okay. All right. Perfect. And what services are provided?
So, you know, again, we have so much. It's unreal. And we're growing constantly. So this is only going to expand. But right now, some of the big ones like to highlight on, we just very recently here at our Pensacola location opened up GED courses. We have a full-time instructor there doing GED instruction. It's been an amazing start already. And we've been doing it at other locations such as Mobile, but we finally got it in place here in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. We offer free medical equipment for people who have those needs. Sometimes, you know, we'll have walkers, crutches, wheelchairs, et cetera, as well as other medical supplies too. Of course, we have, you know, donated goods as well that we can lend out to folks that are in dire situations. We also do free tax preparation service. We do that in partnership with United Way, West Florida, one of our primary partners.
Okay.
And we a big thing here, and this is really the side that I'm coming from in career services, and that is we do career planning. We identify education training opportunities for folks. That can be actually getting involved in training that we offer completely free, just maybe one or two exceptions in there that I'll speak on a little later, but almost entirely free, online, self-paced training in many, many different fields.
So all the career counseling, the job placement assistance, everything's free of charge.
It really is. I mean, that's, you know, what we hang our hat on. We just want to make it as accessible as possible to the public.
Mm-hmm. What other services?
Aside from that, you know, kind of tying into some of the education and training stuff we've got,
yeah.
We have some professional certification programs that are a huge success for us as well. You know, for example, on that, we have hospitality certifications, which, of course, you know, out in this area, Fort Walton, Foley, for that matter, Gulf yeah. Shores, huge.
Yeah.
So we've got everything from guest lodging on there, restaurant service, and food handler. Mm-hmm. And what's really great about that program, I try to put that one out there a little bit more, is these are certifications you can take anywhere in the country. And specifically the food handler one, it is ServSafe, which anybody who's worked in a kitchen, that's the industry standard right
yeah.
there. So that's a fantastic program yeah. we've got.
And like you said, Goodwill is all over the country. So certainly it was in Wisconsin where I came from as well. And so that, like you said, the certification is good. Is it good anywhere that there's a Goodwill, or is it a good wherever there's people recognizing the certification?
Exactly. Wherever that certification is recognized, mm-hmm. they're all set.
All right, perfect.
And to mention out there, really here on our Florida side, and unfortunately we don't have it in Alabama just because this goes by the state, because it is through the nursing board. Mm-hmm. But over here, our flagship certification program is the CNA program. And of course, you know, anybody out here knows how, you know, prominent medical is in our field,
yeah.
out here in the industry. So
it's an area with high need for sure.
High need, always. Mm-hmm. And that is an amazing program that we have. We have usually upward about 40 enrollees every month, and we have a group that tests out every month as well. That's just been an incredible program, a lot of success coming from that.
Okay. Corey Miller from Goodwill is our guest, 437-1620, if you have any questions about Goodwill or its mission and opportunity centers, job placement, things like that. So continue on. What other programs do you offer?
Well, another one to throw out there. Unfortunately, we don't have it at this time on the Florida side. We have in the past. Hopefully, we can get it back because there's very much a demand for it. But in Alabama, we do have a forklift certification program, another very popular one out that way,
mm-hmm.
and that is the OSHA certification. So, again, industry standard. They can take that cert with them anywhere in the country. So that one stays very active as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few various other certifications programs we have that really provide people with some foundational skills. We have a project management certificate. It's actually the Google project management certificate. And then we also have some technology courses and certificates they can look to obtain as well. And of course, that is, you know, ever growing. That's as hot as can be right now. So.
Yeah. So give me, for example, on the Google project management certificate, what does that help them? What kind of job does it help them land?
Well, essentially that is going to provide them, a good baseline for entry-level project management. And that can incorporate anything from them coming in and working just at a junior level, just to have better understanding of some of the programs and processes in many of these organizations, so that mm-hmm. they can better, structure the programs they're working with and have oversight from them, helping them to multitask, helping them to know what programs are often being used within these jobs, how to better use, even something as simple as a spreadsheet, how to efficiently go about that, their time management. All these things really kind of play into that, but it's a good foundation with that. And that's actually one of the longer courses we have overall, because it really covers on all assets of that.
So, yeah. And that's fantastic that you're offering all those services. I'm just thinking back to my father-in-law. He was in his early 60s when his factory laid him off, and he was a high school dropout. And so in his early 60s, he decided to go back, get a GED. He got a certificate, which took him a year to complete. And that didn't ultimately, the certificate didn't really translate into what he ended up doing for work for the last 5 years of his career. But taking that initiative and doing that says a lot to employers in the area, right?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Because, you know, knowing the time investment that you have to put into some of these certifications, CNA being a great example of that. Because just as an example, we have, you know, with that, you're doing your coursework online. It's at your pace. So ultimately, how quickly you're going through that is going to show, you know, where that motivation level is. And then they come on site for clinicals and then they test out. So all in all, it takes roughly 3 months just to get through that program. So
Absolutely. So what you mentioned United Way. What are some of the other partner organizations that you work with?
Yeah. So we've gotten some really exciting new partnerships here recently. One of them is Waterfront Mission. I'm very proud to be supporting them. You know, just in helping with the folks in the community that may be unhoused, at risk of that, or, you know, perhaps are dealing with, you know, certain things, whether it be substance abuse or they're coming from, you know, different situations in their household, and they need those resources very much. So we're proud to be working with them and providing them with more resources, and also trying to help them find gainful employment. And then one other recent one that we're very, very excited about is Ascension Sacred Heart. They are working with us, as you can imagine, on the CNA program. Yeah. And that is just a home run right there, because it's not just a simple referral source for us. It is actually an internship program they do through the hospital.
Oh, wow.
So we're really, really stoked about that. But we can take our graduates immediately once they finish, get them right over into Ascension's program for open positions they have for CNA, and they're able to get on-the-job training, mentorship there through them, and they have an advancement ladder within Sacred Heart. You know, they're very big on helping their people to advance and continuing education. So yeah, it's been awesome.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, because with that being in high demand, that's really awesome that Ascension has that in place with you guys, that there's a pipeline directly into a good paying job with them. For the other folks that are going through some of these programs, are there job fairs that are organized in placement for these workers?
Yes. So Goodwill, you know, we will hold our own, you know, large job fairs from time to time, usually at least on a quarterly basis, sometimes more. I personally have been, you know, really getting into the mix and trying to construct more events for us. As a matter of fact, we'll have one coming up. I'll speak on that just a little bit later on some of the details, but outside of a true job fair, we have many more hiring events, and those are just more small scale where, you know, let's just say one employer, as opposed to a whole group of employers being at a job fair, we can just have one present at one of our opportunity centers and just invite anybody who wants to come out, including the active job seekers that we're working with, you know, case managing, and just bring them out there for, you know, hey, right there on the spot, see what they're offering, maybe do open interviews and go from there. But I am you know, getting many of those hiring events going as we speak. So that's something we can do, you know, hey, every week or two, basically, across our opportunity centers.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I've organized several job fairs myself, and I know it's a big undertaking. So congrats on doing that. So I guess that's a good pivot point for some of the assistance that you offer the job seekers as well, because so much of that is sitting down with the employer and giving them a good first impression. And I know that you help them gain those soft skills. I mean, that's the buzz phrase, soft skills. So helping them with their resumes, helping them with their interactions with the employers, helping them with mock interview questions. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, 100%. You know, that's really at the core of what we're doing within that case management on career services. So, you know, let's just say we have somebody come in. They're just simply walking right in there. Hey, I need a job. How can you help me? So we're going to start by getting them connected with one of our navigators, do an intake process. From there, identify what their goals are, what barriers to employment they may have, and they will create a success plan for them. And then they will absolutely address those soft skills that you're talking about, because that is very, very important in the job market. And once they've been able to address those things and identify maybe what training they want to work on, if whether it be a certification or something else, then once they feel that they are job ready, they will then go to somebody on my team where we do the, you know, direct employment services. So we will do referrals on their behalf. We'll aid them in their search. We will also do some of those last preparation pieces, which include mock interviews and resume revisions, you know, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And then to take it from there. So we really work in tandem with each other between these two teams just to, you know, try to get them at that ultimate goal.
Absolutely. And so talk to me about some more about the like the one-on-one coaching that you do with them in terms of like filling out the applications and access to computers and workshops and things like that.
Yeah, you know, of course, we want to meet people where they are. So, you know, based on their needs, perhaps folks that may have disabilities, whatever the case may be, we definitely want to make it as easy and you know, accessible as we can for everyone. So, you know, when they come in and we're doing that intake process, you know, a navigator is going to really try to take some time with them to understand exactly what their situation is at that time. The urgency of it, of course, you know, let's just say if they are potentially, you know, facing eviction or, you know, they, it's a single, single parent household, so many different factors you can bring into it. And we want to make sure that we're addressing all of that and treating it, you know, with the respect that it deserves. So they're going to take their time and really identify that. They're going to have goals laid out with them. And we're going to make sure we're addressing all those barriers to employment so that we're not setting anybody up, you know, to be let down. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure we're getting them into a position that's going to serve them and, you know, that they can build off of. And if that even includes opportunities with us at Goodwill, fantastic. That's never our, you know, first focus. We're looking at all of the job market, of course, mm-hmm. but it's nice to be able to throw in there that, hey, we're hiring and, you know, we can really work with people as far as flexibility on schedule most of the time. So it's nice to have that in our back pocket.
Yeah. And you're talking about barriers to employment. So let's unpack that a little bit for people who might hear barriers to employment mm-hmm. And they might have a pre-notion of what that is. So it can be a dislocated worker. It can be a person with a disabilities. It can be somebody who, you know, maybe didn't have enough skills coming through the market and also found themselves unemployed, but they just need some extra skills to kind of push them back into the workplace. So talk to me about the assistance you provide there.
Yeah, no, you got it. And there's really so many things that can fall within that. It could be education and training based, which of course we're, you know, addressing that within our career council. But, you know, if they specifically want to get into a certain job, but they're just missing that one cert, or, you know, maybe they don't have the experience that they need quite yet to get their foot in the door. So we can try to find them an opportunity where they can get some of the hands-on experience and go from there. Transportation is easily one of the biggest barriers that we do encounter, yeah. You know, so they have to rely on public transportation.
Yes.
And, you know, so that's something to really work around as well. Try to see, okay, what is within maybe a certain proximity to you, let's say a 5-mile radius or less, that's going to be along bus routes. Also schedule wise is huge. Have a lot of individuals that, have children, of course, daycare is expensive. You know, so we got to make sure we're accommodating them, trying to find something that works within that and their obligations to the home. Mm-hmm. So those are definitely some of the big, big ones you see right there, but there's so many different things. Disability, of course, as you mentioned, absolutely. And you want to respect, you know, where everybody's coming from. So, you know, maybe folks are, you know, not able to, let's just say, be on their feet for so many hours of a day, in, you know, in a certain work environment, or lifting heavy objects, or maybe operating certain machinery, you know, mm-hmm. all these things got to take into account. But absolutely, you know, as long as a career navigator in any capacity is doing their job the right way, you're going to understand, you know, where that person really is and how you can best serve them.
Is ECAT, the bus system, are they a good partner in terms of helping to kind of coordinate people's schedules that way?
You know, we actually have, we did have a program set with ECAT before. Unfortunately, at this particular time, we don't out here. That very well may come back. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just the way some of these things can go from time to time is just purely based on funding and, you know, requirements. But absolutely, we have utilized that for our very own Goodwill staff right there at the Olive Road location, being that we're right by Davis Highway, it's a huge, you know, bus area. So, you know, in Alabama, I know that they actually do still do some of the public transportation, you know, collaboration out there. So we always try to, you know, encourage that, has something in place if we can.
Absolutely. Yeah. So let's talk about, except we're running short on time already. It's amazing. Let's talk about some of the events that you have coming up.
Yes. So the big event on our end right now that's coming up is actually going to be on July 16th, and that is going to be in Mobile. It's going to be at our main campus out there. All of the details for that event can be found on our website, as well as going to be on our social media. Our website is goodwillgc.org, and social media, you can find us on just about all of them, but the big ones are definitely going to be Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. But that event is going to be based around skilled trades. I wanted to try to take a little bit of a different angle and really hone in on that. It's going to be serving Mobile and Baldwin County as far as the employers. However, several of those employers absolutely get out to the Gulf Coast region. So that's going to be Pensacola, Fort Walton, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're expecting a really good turnout. We're going to have some coverage for that event. We're going to be having it catered by Sonny's Barbecue. So
nice.
Shout out to Sonny's.
Eldon's coming in right after you.
That's so. My guy. Yeah. So shout out to him. We're very excited about that one. But outside of that, we've always got something we're cooking up, as far as some of these smaller hiring events. And we also are trying to get out there as much as we can to some of our partners and friends in the community to their events. So the next one that I'll be a part of, and somebody that's near and dear to my heart because it was my last job, was Career Source Escarosa. Their next job fair they're doing with Pensacola State College is July 30th or 31st, very end of the month.
Okay.
And very excited about that. They always have great events, and I always like to give them a shout out when I can. So,
absolutely. So is Goodwill hiring right now?
100%. We are always hiring. Matter of fact, we put out our new job postings every Thursday. So those just went up yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You can go right on our website again, goodwillgc.org, check those out, or just come by the Opportunity Center. And, you know, the positions vary, of course, based on needs. But
what types of roles?
I would say what you see most is going to be retail oriented. So whether that be a retail associate that's actually out on the sales floor more so,
mm-hmm.
or individuals working at the cash registers, we need cashiers and retail. And then behind that, you'll tend to see some of the production roles as well, and donation attendants. So folks working in the back areas where there are, you know, receiving the goods, sorting the goods, pricing them, putting them out on the floor, all that good stuff. Those are by far our higher needs. But on occasion, you will see some positions pop up too that may be on our side of the house, on mission services. So that could be some admin roles, career navigators, of course,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, a few others from time to time. So we're always moving, always growing, and, you know, the need is there. So.
Yeah. If somebody has a, for example, if somebody has a pull on their heartstring and they're like, I want to be giving back to my community, and they're thinking, hey, career navigator, that sounds interesting. What would be kind of the job description of that briefly?
Yeah.
Who are you looking for?
I would tell people that obviously, you know, it is a social work position. So you do have to have, you got to have some heart in it. I'll just put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your heart does have to be in it, that you're really wanting to help and serve these people and help them better their lives. But past that, as more of a qualification standpoint, you know, if you have any experience in case management, fantastic. It is not an absolute, you know, requirement that you have, you know, this many years and so of case management, but it's a great start. Education-wise, you know, if you have a degree that complements that, also great, but not a firm requirement.
Mm-hmm.
We really just want to find the right fits, people in there that their heart's in the right place, they can learn quickly, and you know, just be willing to meet people where they are. But as long as they're able to you know, manage their system and keep up with their people on a consistent basis, it starts there.
Okay. We have 15 seconds left. How do they get a hold of you if they want more information?
Yes, sir. So aside from our website, please feel free to come by the Opportunity Centers. And you can find out anything more that you need to from us, and we're happy to help you out.